I, Edward, will use women honorably. Would he were wasted, marrow, bones, and all, that from his loins no hopeful branch may spring to cross me from the golden time I look for. And yet between my soul's desire and me is Clarence, Henry, and his young son Edward, and all the unlooked-for issue of their bodies to take their rooms ere I can place myself. Say there is no kingdom then for Richard. What other pleasure can the world afford? I'll make my heaven in a lady's lap, and deck my body in gay ornaments, and witch sweet ladies with my words and looks. Ah, miserable thought, and more unlikely than to accomplish 20 golden crowns. Why, love forswore me in my mother's womb, and for I should not deal in her soft laws, she did corrupt frail nature with some bribe, to shrink mine arm up like a withered shrub, to make an envious mountain on my back, where sits deformity to mock my body, to shape my legs of an unequal size, to disproportion me in every part, like to a chaos or an unlicked bare whelp that carries no impression, like the damned. And am I then a man to be beloved? A monstrous thought, to harbor such a thought. Then, since this earth affords no joy to me, but to command, to check, and to o'erbear such as are of better person than myself, I'll make my heaven to dream upon the crown. And whiles I live to account this world but hell, until my misshaped trunk that bears this head be round impaled with a glorious crown. And from this torment I will free myself, or hew my way out with a bloody axe. Why, I can smile and murder whilst I smile, and cry content to that which grieves my heart, and wet my cheeks with artificial tears, and frame my face to all occasions. Can I do this, and cannot get a crown? Tut! Were it further off, I'll pluck it down.